I did help work quite a bit on the new school, the construction of it and stuff, which was a pretty big project. And of course, it was controversial to begin with because there were a lot of people in the community who didn't think that we could build this school, see? And so there was a certain amount of, hostility between groups saying, you can't build a school, you can't build your own school. And the unions wanted the job because those are prevailing rates jobs, those are good jobs, they pay good money, So the unions were, fighting to, and so they picketed the job. So we couldn't get ready mix because the drivers, all the ready mix people in town were union. So we decided, well, we just get these cement mixers, these third yard mixers. We found two of them, one in a junkyard. And Steve Beckwith and what was the other guy? They kind of gave it a simple valve job and got it running. So we had two of them, and a third yard mixes quite a bit of, about a third of a yard. So it's quite a bit of cement. And the mixers looked a little, I mean, they were, the one with that we found in the junkyard was the radiator was so leaky, we couldn't fix it. So we just ran a garden hose in the top of it. And when it was running, we just turned the water on and it ran through the radiator and ran. We had a little ditch to carry the water away from the bottom where it leaked out. Oh, and there was somebody that I think we put one person on the whose job it was to make sure we turned the hose on before we started the mixer up, because they had little 4-cylinder engines, and then you'd burn them out pretty quick if you didn't have if they got overheated. So rigmarole, rigmarole. We got everything worked out for a weekend and had all this concrete cement hauled in, all this aggregate dumped up there and stuff like that. And we start pouring cement, Well, about 10 o'clock, this state car comes up the driveway of the school. You could tell the white car with a little round brown sticker. You know who that is. That's the state. So this guy gets out. And I remember it was Mr. McDonald, was it? I can't remember, but he had a little badge on, Mr. McDonald, state. He said, we got a report this morning that you are pouring your own concrete on this job. And he said, I'm out here to inspect it and make sure that, you're doing the right thing. We said, yeah, okay. What do you want to do? He said, well, I want to inspect your concrete. Okay. What do you want us to do? He said, pour me a batch. So fired up the mixer, and we had all these wheelbarrows with, I mean, we measured everything right down to the gnat's ass weight. I mean, we had it, all the wheelbarrows, certain amount went in them, numbers were written on them. We had, drive them in, dump it. So the mixture had to be perfect because when you're pouring cement for a state job, they give you these little stainless canisters. And you fill them concrete. And they take them in, and after they set up, they crush them. And if your concrete doesn't stand up, your foundation has got to go. So we were very careful. So, okay, we mix them up a bit. So dump it into the first wheelbarrow. He said, no, I don't want the first one. We take it away. So we took it away. Second wheelbarrow, fill that one up with concrete. He says, I'll check this one. So he rolls up his sleeve. He shoves his hand down in the concrete and he pulls it out and he goes like this and he throws it back into the wheelbarrow and he says, there's nothing wrong with that mud. He said, just keep doing it like that, you'll be fine. And he hoses off his arm and jumps in his car and takes off. He said, I've mixed a million yards of concrete out of mixers just like this and there's nothing wrong with it. So off he went. We were gone. He said, yay. And everything worked out. I mean, it survived the stress test and everything. So we were very happy. So I think we poured 160 yards in 2 days. An incredible amount of concrete, yeah. About 80 people,
A real community endeavor.
Oh, yeah, it was total. It was total. And then Gary had just won the Pulitzer Prize for Turtle Island. So after that, he cashed a check and then he bought a bunch of beer and food and stuff like that and brought it up for the last day afterwards. So we had a little party after we were done pouring concrete. Little Pulitzer Prize money went to a good, hard-working cause.